This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris made their first appearance as running mates Wednesday in the U.S. state of Delaware, Biden's home state. In introducing her, Biden called Harris smart, tough, and experienced. The presumptive Democratic vice presidential nominee says she's gone from the daughter of immigrants to a major party presidential ticket.
Joe, I'm so proud to stand with you. And I do so mindful of all the heroic and ambitious women before me whose sacrifice, determination, and resilience makes my presence here today even possible.
Harris is the first black woman and the first South Asian American to appear on a major party U.S. presidential ticket. She is the daughter of immigrants, her mother from India, her father from Jamaica. VOA spoke to Harris's uncle, who lives in New Delhi, India. He told VOA he always knew she was quite ambitious and wanted to run for public office. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday China's economic power is in some ways a greater global threat than the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Pompeo's remarks come after China's ambassador to London accused the United States last month of instigating conflict with Beijing before the November U.S. presidential election. Pompeo held talks with Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš in Prague earlier Wednesday on the second day of his week-long visit to Central Europe. The two leaders discussed nuclear energy cooperation and the Three Seas Initiative, a political platform to promote connectivity among nations in Central and Eastern Europe. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department's Inspector General has found U.S. Ambassador to Britain, Woody Johnson, has made insensitive and inappropriate comments during his tenure, including about race, religion, and sex. The office said morale in some parts of the mission has dropped. Lebanon's judiciary will question several ministers, a judicial official said Wednesday, over a massive chemical blast at a Beirut port warehouse that ravaged the capital and sparked unprecedented public outrage. Lebanon's president said Wednesday the August 4th explosion caused more than $15 billion in damages. Survivors and volunteers were still sweeping pulverized glass off rubble-strewn streets in a week after a large depot of industrial chemicals blew up. The official death toll rose to 171, while 6,500 were injured and 300,000 left temporarily homeless in the country's worst peacetime disaster. Islamist militants occupied a key port in gas-rich northern Mozambique Wednesday, following days of attacks claimed by an Islamic State-affiliated group, this according to a military source and local media. The assault is the latest in an intensifying insurgency in the country's north since 2017, which has left more than 1,000 people dead and complicated plans to develop its offshore gas reserves. Belarus security forces have clashed with protesters for three consecutive nights in anger at a crackdown by strongman President Alexander Lukashenko. Demonstrations began after Lukashenko claimed a landslide re-election victory in a vote Sunday that opponents say was rigged. Western governments condemned the ongoing violence. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet accused Belarus of deploying, quote, an unnecessary and excessive force, end quote. French President Emmanuel Macron said he was, quote, very worried, end quote, by the violence, while U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged the European Union to, quote, take action. Israel slapped new punitive measures on Gaza Wednesday, cutting the permitted coastal fishing zone as airborne firebombs continued floating into Israel, setting fire to scrubland. The Israel Defense Ministry said in a statement the zone was cut from 15 nautical miles to 8 in response to what Israel calls the, quote, continued launching of incendiary balloons from Gaza Strip into the territory of the State of Israel, end quote. Greece reported 262 new cases of COVID-19 Wednesday, its highest daily tally since the start of the coronavirus outbreak in the country. The increase in infections in recent weeks has prompted authorities to gradually introduce more restrictions during the peak of the tourism season. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.